1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Mike Kinzel and Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon, I'm Rusty Melberg. News time 12 noon. 66 degrees outside, expecting a high near 67 under mostly sunny but windy skies. Federal Judge Barbara Crabb will hear arguments this afternoon on what state officials should do regarding same-sex marriages. It was 1 week ago when Crabb ruled Wisconsin's constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage was unconstitutional, but she did not tell counties how to proceed. Since then, all but a handful have issued marriage licenses. A lot of opinions have been made on the matter by state officials, and Governor Scott Walker added his thoughts yesterday.
As I point out, in 2010 when I ran, it really doesn't matter what I think now. It's in the Constitution, and the governor going forward, whether it be in the courts or ultimately through decision of the voters of the state, if it's in the Constitution, the governor doesn't have a say in it.
Walker did say he supports Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen's efforts to defend the amendment and asking for a stay in Crabb's ruling as he appeals it. Meanwhile, Sheboygan County District Attorney Joe DiCecco says it's too early to think about filing charges against County Clerk John Dulson for issuing a half a dozen marriage licenses to same-sex couples. That was DiCecco's reaction after Van Hollen said yesterday that county clerks could be hauled into court if they issue the licenses.
If they do issue, fine. If they don't issue, fine. We're not going to get involved until the law is... until the final appeals are done and we know what's going on.
DiCecco said he can't think of any law the clerks would be breaking other than possible misconduct in office. Van Hollen said it would be up to the local DAs, not him, whether or not to file charges. Two Sheboygan police officers have been suspended without pay for an off-duty drunk driving accident from last December. We get more from Mike Kinzel.
Police Chief Chris Domagalski said the action was the outcome of an internal investigation. He said Officer Stephen Schnabel received a 30-day suspension, while Officer Ryan Wallach will be off for 15 days, both without pay. The two were off-duty last December, driving their own vehicles when one car stopped for the flashing red lights on Superior Avenue and then was hit from behind by the other. No one was injured. Domagalski said the department understands the importance of earning and maintaining the public's trust, and he said actions by officers that damage that trust will not be tolerated. Mike Kinzel, 1330 WHBL.
President Obama addressed concerns about the growing crisis in Iraq this morning. In a statement, the president talked about the surge of radical Islamic militants. He said it threatens U.S. national security interests in the volatile Middle East. But will this lead to troops on the ground?
We will not be sending U.S. troops back into combat in Iraq, but I have asked my national security team to prepare a range of other options.
Bob Bergdahl is back in the U.S., and his family wants them all to be left alone. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has the story.
The Army sergeant held captive for 5 years by the Taliban and who was traded for five militants detained at Gitmo is now back on U.S. soil, having been flown overnight to Texas. He's at the Brooke Army Medical Center. Bergdahl's family will not make any travel plans known, saying only they are overjoyed their son has returned. The Army, meanwhile, will now investigate Bergdahl's initial disappearance, if he was merely captured or if he deserted his post the way some of his former colleagues say he did. Evan Brown, Fox News Radio.
General Motors is recalling more than a half million Camaro cars because the driver's knee could knock the key fob and turn off the car. The company said today it is aware of three crashes related to the issue, but any injuries are believed to be minor. GM says the issue is unrelated to the earlier recall of more than 2.5 million smaller cars due to faulty ignition switches. A Sheboygan man has claimed his $1 million Powerball prize. State lottery officials announced yesterday that Joe Powers traveled to the lottery's Madison headquarters on Wednesday and produced the winning ticket from the May 31st drawing and then left with a lump sum payment of $673,500. Powers bought the winning ticket at the Q-Mart in Kohler. Officials said he declined to hold a news conference or take part in a check presentation event. A stunt plane did not have any mechanical problems just before it crashed at the Stevens Point Air Show, killing its pilot. The National Transportation Safety Board has issued a preliminary report about the June 1st crash. 47-year-old William Cowden of Menominee died while performing maneuvers. The NTSB did not say what caused the crash. A final ruling is expected to be months away. Cowden spent 24 years as a military and commercial pilot. He was buried with full military honors last week at a veteran cemetery near Spooner. State officials have approved an air emission permit that will let a pipeline carry three times the amount of crude oil that it does now across Wisconsin. Yesterday's approval by the DNR paves the way for Enbridge Energy to boost the flow of its current line to 1.2 million barrels of oil per day from Superior to the Chicago area. Environmental groups condemn the permit's approval, saying the DNR should have done a complete analysis of the line to determine the possibility of oil spills. Environmental groups said the DNR should have considered Enbridge Energy's past record on spills, but in this case, officials said the law would not allow it. Work on installing traffic calming devices is being done on select roads and sidewalks around school buildings in Sheboygan. Emily Vetting of NOMO Sheboygan County says it's all to improve safety for walkers.
They are intended to slow down vehicle speeds, and this is especially important around schools where there's a lot of children present, and they're typically busy areas.
Devices include refuge islands, speed tables, traffic circles, crosswalk lighting, and solar-powered stop and radar signs. Many of these items have not been used in Sheboygan before, but Vetting says they have been used elsewhere successfully. And you can get more descriptions on those traffic calming devices by going to nomosheboygancounty.com and click on the infrastructure projects link. As for your forecast, we end Friday on a dry but windy note, high near 67 expected. Tonight, partly cloudy, less winds, low near 50. Tomorrow, we'll see plenty of sunshine and a high in the 60s. Currently 66 degrees as we head back to Rush Limbaugh on 1330 WHBL at 1206.